Where are you staying?
At the Chateau La Chenevière. But without my documents, I'll be unable to check in. I could call my father, but I'm too embarrassed. He warned me about traveling alone. He'll just tell me, "I told you so," and I'll never hear the end of it.
Daddy's girl. An engaged daddy's girl. Even so, she spoke with an innocence I found refreshing. I get it. You want to be independent. She looked up at me.
It's not just that. Now I realize he was right. It was foolish of me to travel alone. This is none of your concern. I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
But she didn't look fine. She forced a smile like she was trying to keep everything together and not break down. I studied this woman next to me, who didn't seem to blend in with either the casual locals or the sloppy tourists. Even though I was on vacation, I was a Navy SEAL 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if something happened to her. She'd already been mugged, and though I'd recovered her luggage, she didn't have her purse. So far, she'd been sweet, shy, and was surprisingly open to answering all my questions. Nothing like the other women I'd hooked up with. Definitely a challenge. And I never backed down from a challenge. Let me take you to dinner first, and after we're done, I'll walk you to your hotel and make sure you're settled. Her brow furrowed.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. I don't want to ruin your night with my troubles. Furthermore, I don't even know you.
I needed to assure her that I wasn't some psychopath. I scooted away from her. Then get to know me. My name is Ryan Shelton. I'm a Navy SEAL.
Thank you for dinner.
It was my pleasure. I find you fascinating.
My heart raced. How so?
You lead an interesting life. You're nothing like the women I've met before.
I was pretty sure that was a compliment, but he had been so hot and cold with me that I had to make sure. Oh, really? How am I different? Other than the "I'm a princess" thing. He brushed a stray lock of hair back off my face.
You're beautiful, classy, and sweet.
Woozy from his words, I pulled back from him. I had to end this night before I did something I would regret. That's very kind of you to say. I had a great time as well. You are very dynamic. You really didn't have to wine and dine me. I'm sorry I put you in the middle of this situation. He took my hand and heat filled my core.
Don't apologize. I could stare at you all night.
He pulled me to him. His wine-spiked breath blew hot on my neck, and my pulse quickened. What was he doing? Was he going to kiss me? My legs wobbled. Our faces were so close. There was a burn mark on the side of his neck, possibly from a cigarette. Who had left that mark on him? When? Was it during a battle? Somewhere else? Had he been tortured? He'd said my life was interesting. But what type of life had this handsome stranger lived? I wanted to know everything about his past. But for now, all I wanted was to be kissed by this man. Just when I didn't think I could stand the tension of being this close to him for another second, his hand cupped my face, and his lips took mine. His mouth was rough, not soft, like those of the boys I'd fantasized about in my youth. His other hand traveled farther down my back, landing on my bottom as adrenaline coursed through my body. I pressed my palm against his chest, feeling his hard pecs, imagining seeing him with his shirt off. Was he trying to seduce me? Did I want him to? All I knew was that I wanted this kiss to last forever. But seconds later, he pulled away, a sly look on his face. I caught my breath. What was that for? He laughed.
You're a princess. I'm a frogman. I thought if I kissed you, I'd turn into a prince.